Today, we're going over how to figure out the best money goals for you and how to tackle them together. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we're focused on helping spouses get on the same page, dump their debt faster, and get on the path to financial freedom together. Support for this podcast comes from 5 Days to 5K course. A big headache for many couples in the community is they know what they need to do. They need to knock down this debt or save up for a big goal. The question is, where does this money come from? Budget's tight. So I designed a free week-long course that will show you step-by-step how to find, save, and make some extra money. And it's broken down into manageable chunks because I know we are all busy. You can sign up at couplemoney.com/5K. It's December. Can you believe it? What are your plans for this month? Last weekend, we went up to visit family and friends in Virginia, and we had a wonderful time. But we're a little drained seeing so many people at once. So this weekend, we're going to relax. Now that we've taken care of the last bit of stuff for health insurance and investments that my husband's employer needed for the next year, we're going to slow things down and take our time and chat a bit more about what we want to do overall. Typically, we both have ideas on what we like to knock out, and usually we end up with 2 or 3 big goals for the year. This past year, we focused on the basement renovation. First phase was done in October. Family trips. Had 2 bigger ones and several weekend trips. And paying more towards the mortgage. We upped our monthly mortgage payments. And we're proud of what we did. And we'd like to build on that momentum. And based on the emails and messages I got from you, it looks like you're thinking the same thing. So today, we're going over how to reach your money goals together. In this episode, we'll get into why people fail with their goals, choosing the right one for you, and setting up a system that makes it easy for you to knock out your goal. Sounds good? Let's go. Quiz time. Do you know the 3 most common goals people have with their money? According to a study done by Fidelity annually, they are save more, pay off debt, and spend less. Do any of these fit you? Pretty much throughout our marriage, we have had all of these on our list. And while they are fantastic things to shoot for, they aren't necessarily great money goals. Why? Well, let's look at what they're missing. They're vague, hard to track, and they have no purpose behind it. Let's take spend less. How much less are we talking about? Are we spending $500 less a month or $5? Also, why is it so important to spend less? Are you saving for a vacation? Stashing away money for your baby? Maybe you want to pay down debt? See, these are things that you have to discuss if you want to knock out your goals. And when you are creating your goals for this year, maybe it is spending less, maybe it's paying off some debt. You want to make sure that your goals are smart. We talked about it in several episodes on the podcast, but in summary, a smart goal is something that's specific, it's measurable, attainable, relevant to you, and time-based. So we're not saying we're going to pay off debt this year. You're saying we're paying off $5,000 of our credit card debt this year by December 31st, or whatever date you pick. When you have a SMART goal, it makes it easier for you guys to then work backwards and create a plan because it's time-based. And you can break down your goals month by month, in some cases paycheck by paycheck, so you can track it and make sure you're making progress. Now, what kind of goals are good ones to have? Of course, it depends on your situation. However, when it comes to your finances, I really want to make sure that you have a strong foundation. So there are 4 goals I want you to consider and see if they could be really helpful for you. The first one is have a financial cushion. Look, there are many things in life we cannot control. However, we can give ourselves some breathing room and some cushion for the many bumps that we have by creating a buffer. Some people call it an emergency fund, you might call it a stash, whatever. But having some money tucked away can be very helpful with your finances. The second one is minimize or eliminate all of your unnecessary debts. Specifically, what I have in mind are your student loans, credit cards, and car payments. A debt-free life can be very helpful because it opens up more opportunities and options. And say you go down a path, maybe you want to start a side business and it doesn't work out, it's easy to pivot. Third, simplify your lives and your expenses. No matter how much money you make, learning to live on less is an important skill. The gap you build between what you earn and what you spend can be used for so many different goals, and it can help you speed things up so your money is going to what matters most to you. And finally, invest for the long term. What do you want to do in the next 10 years or so? Start preparing for that now. Typically, this involves stashing away money for retirement, but it can also mean having a dedicated fund. Maybe you guys want to get into real estate investing. Perhaps you want to start a business, then you need some seed money, or you want to have another income stream. Set things up now, little by little, and you'll reach your goals for the long term. Now, once you pick out your goal, what do you do then? Well, if you know where you're going, you can start working backwards and break things up, like I said, by month or by paycheck. That means creating a spending plan, or I know it's, for some of us, a dreaded word, but a budget. There are plenty of apps like Personal Capital, Tiller, Mint that can make it so easy to set things up. It can pull all that information from your accounts so you can create a realistic budget that will get you to where you want to go. And once you have that, automate it. Why? Because we don't have unlimited willpower. When you are tired and you're coming home, there is this pull almost for you to go for something easy and fast and grab and buy it instead of going home and making dinner. So go ahead, automate your payments, take care of things, make it easier for yourselves to stay focused and achieve your goals. And then finally, the last piece of the puzzle is have regular check-ins. Money dates are a fantastic way to connect. You can keep tabs on what you're doing, whether it's monthly or weekly. Just have a consistent time to review things. It doesn't take long. It's easy to adjust as needed if you feel like your budget's a little too tight, or you could do a little bit better. And you can make it fun. Whatever your money goal is, I want you to be successful. Before we wrap up, I want to focus on some key takeaways to have so you can win with your money goals this year and beyond. The first is think more than just the numbers. Having a number for how much you're paying down debt or saving up for is fantastic because it gives you something to track so you know if you're making real progress. But that shouldn't be the focus of your goals. Instead, look at the why. Why are you paying down debt? Why is it so important to you? Maybe down the line you guys want to buy a house or start a family, and having less debt puts you in a better position. Maybe you are saving up for a specific goal. Why is that important to you? Talk it out, because what this does is it helps reframe things. When you decide not to go out for lunch like some of your friends are doing, or for dinner, and you decide to have a night in or start hosting people coming to your house, it's not because it's not within your budget. It's because you're choosing to spend the money elsewhere, paying off that debt or saving up for a goal because it matters to you. That's what's going to keep you motivated. The second thing is it's better to have a good enough goal than a perfect goal. I've seen this happen many times in the community and also ourselves, where we try to come up with this perfect goal that's going to be fantastic if we achieve it and everything goes right. But that's not the way it works. If you want to have a goal that you're going to be able to reach, make sure it's reasonable. Make sure it's good enough and it gets you there. So you don't make 100% of your goal, but you get 80% there. Are you in a much better position than you were earlier? Then that's a good enough goal. Perfection can be the enemy of the good. And finally, automation is your friend. time and again, I've seen where life stresses you out or you just get overwhelmed, that you forget to do things. And sometimes that includes taking care of your finances the way you want to. One of the best things you can do is automate as much as you can with your finances so that you know by default the money is going where it needs to be. And you still want to check in. You can do it once a week and once a paycheck if that's easier for you, and just confirm that everything went the way it's supposed to. It's a lot less stressful and you're more likely to reach your goal that way. Now, if you want to chat with me, ask questions, or share your own tips, please, I'd love to have you join us over at Thriving Families on Facebook. It's a free, private, and positive community where we help one another out. Just head over to couplemoney.com/FB. We'd love to see you there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, I'll have all the resources we mentioned today, plus some extras, over in the show notes at Couple Money. Next week, we're wrapping things up for this season. We're talking about money wins, losses, and tips. So please send yours in. I'd love to hear what you knocked out this year. And if you have any questions or want some ideas on overcoming a hurdle, please let me know. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any of the episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Radio Public, pretty much whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime. Additional music by Lee Rosevere. And finally, and most importantly, thank you so much for listening, leaving your reviews, sharing your favorite episodes. I truly appreciate it. I want this podcast to be the most helpful, so thank you so much for your feedback and sending in your questions. I hope you have a fantastic week. Take care.